This is you.
You're so conceited. You're like full of yourself. Why are you like that?
And this is Spike.
I'm not saying that to be conceited.
All right, we're back. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Today we got a special topic. We both just recently, got electric scooters. And they've been an absolute blast, so we both got second ones.
Yeah, and I got to put a disclaimer here. I know that scooters have always had this thing, I don't know what the word is, but people seem to think that, oh my gosh, a scooter is stupid. You're, only an idiot would have that or something, or get a bike or whatever, or an electric bike. But it's different when you're standing up. And
yeah, and I don't use it for exercising, you know. I don't.
Yeah,
it's cruise around, you know.
It's you get a little bit of exercise. I mean, it's not like you're completely not doing anything, but it's just very, very relaxing and very peaceful, and it's a lot of fun. And
holy gravy! Any idea what she might be doing?
I don't think she has.
She can't even decide which. Wow.
Yeah, see the car she's driving too?
Jeez. Yeah. Dope.
So, yeah, we're on the road. But, we just got back from doing some range testing. So, one of the things about an electric scooter, also an electric bike, or an electric car, or anything, is they almost never get the range correct on there.
Oh, right.
The range on something that you ride on, like an electric scooter or bike, is going to be on completely flat ground. Any test that they do, they're going to have like a 5-pound waif riding the thing, so they're it's going to get the longest amount. So
I think they say 32 on mine. That's like
32 miles?
Mile range, yeah. It's
yeah.
Like, come on, man. That's
mine is supposed to have 23-mile range, and I'll tell you, it gets about half that, and that's riding conservatively and not flooring it all the time. But hills really wreck the battery too. So if you go up a hill and it starts slowing down, I mean, I think most of the hills that we went on, mine slowed down to about 12 miles an hour from 18, because I'll try and get up a bunch of speed before we hit the hill. But it's a little frustrating too, because those hills are like going down them, though it regens. So
yeah, right.
Mine has an app that will show you how much wattage is putting back into the battery when you're regenerative braking. But if you just let off the gas and start coasting, it will start flip the battery, or flip the motor into a generator, and it'll reverse the polarity so that it's pulling power from it and putting it into the battery.
That's pretty awesome.
It is cool. And mine's a Segway. And
yeah, I was going to say, we better announce what we got. What's the model two on yours?
Segway D40X, which is those ones were for sale at the Best Buy. So I got it at Best Buy, and it was cheaper than all the other Segway scooters. I think the equivalent of the mileage range would be maybe a F40 or F30 Segway. But those are $700, and the weight limit is 220 pounds. The weight limit on mine is 265.
Right, I don't get that. That's weird. It's like, maybe they want to put that weight limit on there so that they'll make sure lighter people are on it so it'll perform better.
I was thinking that too before.
It's like it's the same, pretty much the same structure and same look. Because I saw it too, and it's like the same look, same exact look. It's like, why is it less weight limit?
It's like they put the. Mine has two bars going up in the front, where I think most of the other ones don't have that. They just got one bar going up, and that's not as sturdy. Maybe it's stronger, but I mean, you can't make a judgment on these things until you ride one. It's like exhilarating, and it's relaxing at the same time.
Yeah,
very strange.
It is a lot of fun. I know, you think about it, it's like people, you know, that's one of the things I say to people all the time, just because
it's their bike.
Because it's say like what you say, you get that. People are like, but why you want to ride that? You know, I get that. So like a lot of, I tell people, look, you don't think 22 miles an hour is all that great until you're on something that small and you're like, holy shit, this is.
Yeah, and standing up. You're standing up.
And it's barely, it's almost noiseless. You know, it's just a hum.
Going at 22 miles an hour without running. So, and it just has a little bit of an electric sound. So.
Yeah. And I mean, especially when you're on little trails too. I mean, if you're on open road, yeah, I mean, on the road, it ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, obviously. Right. But going on trails, you can barely ever get up to that speed. You have to look out for other people. And they have a bell, which, you know, ding.
And it's funny, too. We ring the bell, or I a lot of times I'll end up hitting that beep, that horn on mine.
Yeah, you get a horn.
Like it's electric. Cool. Electric. Yeah. It's like a beep. I don't know. It's like an electronic beep.
Like a buzz.
Yeah. And people always get out of the way. So it's like a known thing, I guess.
And when they don't, you know, you can fold their ankle etiquette. Over. You hit them right on the ankle, and it folds right over. And they're like, oh, my gosh, lesson learned.
They go down like a bag of sand.
Yeah, right. So, you know, that's one thing. If you really want to haul ass, then you're going to have to ruin a few ankles. So take that into consideration.
But today we went from, you know, we went from a few different local parks, and they're basically like, if you're not riding trails, they're about, what is it, about maybe 8 miles to...
From one to the other, it would be...
Well, the total distance we went for, like,
If you were to drive the roads to go from one of them, it'd be like 16 to...
It's probably...
Or 12? No.
Yeah, and then a mile. Well, we got a mile that way, and then what, 8?
Yeah, I'm thinking just to get... From mile road to mile road.
Okay, you know,
there's tunnels, and it's really, it joins actually like 5 parks together. Yeah. Which is very cool.
It's very cool, yeah. We at one part of it, we go underneath a freeway.
Oh, yeah,
underneath. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, underneath a major expressway. So.
And we did, what, 12.8 miles?
I'm going to say to go from where we started to where we ended, if you were going to go on the roads, it would probably be about 15 or 16 miles. It would probably be like 8 or 9 miles one way. So, yeah, 15, 16 miles both ways. Probably, maybe more than that. We should actually time that. Maybe we'll do that and we'll do an update. But anyway, it's cool that you can, even if it's the same amount of miles, you can walk the trail and not have to worry about getting run over by a car.
Oh, right. Yeah, it would be ours. That's a nice car.
Man, that's awesome. 73 Camaro.
What's going on?
The mile counters on the, and the speedometer on the scooters, I don't know if they're very accurate, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, mine said 12.3, yours said 12.8.
Yeah, right,
for
right.
For the trip.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you weren't dead, but it was...
Yeah, and I was still able to run around. So I had I think it was 2.4 miles left on the thing. But, you know, it'll start at 23 miles, and then you go, like, if you go 3 miles with, you know, going up some hills, it's going to take off 6 or 8 miles, you know. So it's not fully accurate.
5 cream?
3 cream.
Let me get 2 large coffees, 1 black and 1 with 3 cream.
2 large coffees, 1 black, 1 with 3 cream.
Yep. That'll do it.
Anything else for today?
That'll do it.
You go for port.
Thanks.
Old man in the driveway.
Here, I'll pay for this, dude. You pay for dinner.
So we're in the Tim Hortons drive-thru getting some coffee.
Yeah.
Let's go over specs.
Okay.
So I got an eMove Cruiser, which is made by Voro Motors. If you go to voromotors.com, V-O-R-O motors.com. Lots of really cool stuff. I mean, they got...
They're nice, too. They're strong. Great stuff.
Cabo? Cabo, I think, is what it is. They have that brand. They don't. I don't think they have the Cuckoo Curran, whatever you were talking about. That's another brand. They don't have that brand though. They got a few different brands, and then they got their own that they make. They're called eMove. Well, I have an eMove Touring. It's actually one of their. It's actually a lowest model. It's like the most efficient. And
how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. This coffee's going to be hotter than sin, so I'm not going to bother trying to drink it yet.
Yeah, I'm going to try and drink it and then scream.
Spill it in your lap. You're like that lady. That lady sitting on
the cup. Like, it doesn't... I mean... Yeah, but, you know, that thing... Speaking of McDonald's, that thing with McDonald's and that lady being able to sue them and getting away with it, it was because...
It ruined her sex life.
I mean, it burned the hell out of her crotch, and there was no warning on the thing saying how hot it was, and also there was a problem with the heat in the coffee that was well above 200 and... Well, I can't remember what the optimal coffee serving is, like maybe 180 to 200 degrees.
And it's like, that's molten lava at that point. It's like, stop it.
And they went way beyond that. It was just about, it was just under boiling when they gave it to her, and that's why it tore some skin off of her hoo-ha. Oh, man. You know?
Man, that's brutal.
Yeah, so that's why she sued, because, everybody was like, that bitch, what an idiot, you don't know coffee's hot, but the coffee was so much more hot than what it should be or needed to be, you know?
Yeah, which is ridiculous. And McDonald's, I mean, everybody knows their coffee's molten lava. That if it's hotter than that, I mean, yeah, that is... And you spill it on you, that is suable. Well, anyway...
Yeah, right. We're really... where the hell? But we find a dirt road anywhere we go.
Yeah. It's a coffee podcast.
Yeah, right.
But, so mine's the eMove Touring. Like I say, VoroMotors.com. It's got the front and rear suspension. It's got a solid tire in back, which I'm not a giant fan of, but I like that idea because no tire maintenance. And you don't have to worry about it being, you know, pumped up to optimal tire pressure. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about tire pressure, which is a nice idea. But you gotta ride with that bumpy ride. Which the suspension is nice. I don't have to deal with that. But it's a 48-volt, 13-amp battery. Which is pretty good. I mean, I would say realistically, I get about 20 miles on it. I'm a 255-pound guy, so I'm going to have to test that one of these times to where I can get full.
Yeah, right. I can't go much more than I'm thinking maybe 13 or 14 miles, you know, doing slower. Mine's a 36-volt, and, you know, I'm not even sure what the damn amps are. I think it's a 10 amp. It might be a 15 amp, but it's 36 volts.
Yeah,
I was looking at a thing where a guy bought a pallet of Segway batteries, and he said they're all like LG cells, and they were
seems to be real common,
like ones that screwed up, right? So it was battery packs from scooters that stopped working, and then they just put them on. Now there's little things with these packs, like these cells. If one of the cells gets below the charging or below the discharge recommendation, then it will stop. It could stop charging. So you're charging up, say it's a 10-cell battery, and you're only charging 9 cells. And then another one, it goes too low again, another one doesn't get charged. So you have like 5 cells in this battery that don't work, and pretty soon the battery just won't turn on because the BMS will not allow it. The BMS is like the motherboard that's in there that tells the battery what to do.
Battery management system.
Oh, I didn't even know that that's what that meant. Big letters here.
I just found that out the other day, so I didn't know that either.
So, So he was hooking up stuff to charge it, charging through the BMS, and it wouldn't accept anything. And then he was charging through the outgoing port of the battery. He was charging through that, and he got everything charged up to a certain amount. And then the BMS turned on, and then he was able to charge it from the thing. So he was like, there, these are what these batteries are. You just have to have the equipment to do it, and I'm going to sell them. So he'd buy a whole pallet of batteries that don't work, and some of them he was able to charge. Some he'd hook up, and it would come right on. So he's selling them, he said, for $40, which I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a $300 battery pack.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be better off taking it apart, finding all the good cells, and putting that into a pack?
Well, yeah, you could do that. Or there's probably no bad cells. Just a cell that got discharged too far.
Oh.
And then it was not able to be charged back up. So
I see.
Sometimes the battery acts a little weird. People say you got to run it. You got to charge it all the way up. And then run it until it's completely dead. But completely dead is not always the right thing. And, I mean, I think that when you're conditioning a battery or trying to get the battery to have nice long, range, trying to get the most range out of it, it's good to run it down to where it's dying and then shut it off. You don't want to run it until it's completely dead and then try and get some more, get a little bit more out of it, get a little bit more out of it, because you may end up just ruining your battery, and then you'll have left what, maybe if you only have 7 out of 10 cells left, there goes your range. So, and I think that the battery that he was showing probably looks about the same size as where my battery sits, and he said it's a Segway battery, so I'm going to guess that that's mine. So there's a difference here in range when you have a 48 volt battery as opposed to a 36 volt battery, you know, with similar
amperage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because mine's a pretty high amp, too. And I have another scooter, a Mac Wheel Pro, that I gave that to the boy. And my son rides that. But that one has really nice range, probably around 12 or 13 miles. But it has probably a 10-amp battery, I'm guessing.
Yeah, my Alpha. The first one I ever got. I got the Alpha because I liked it. I thought it was cool. I'm like, and I didn't know whether I was going to like riding scooters or not. I thought, you know, I might get this and think, this is stupid, you know. But I got it. I loved it. But it was only $300. So I'm like, of course it's worth a shot to buy something cheap. Make sure you even like it. If you don't like it, sell it. Cut your losses, whatever.
Yeah.
But I bought that one. It's a 36 volt, like shoes, but it's only a 6 amp.
Yeah, 6 amp.
I could get 8 or 9 miles out of that top.
Yeah, you know, right. And that's really kind of the lowest that you would want to go for anything. So he's also going to be buying, he's bought a battery pack, and he might buy a motor. He's going to hook up a new battery pack. What is it, a 20 amp?
20 amp, yeah.
He bought a 20 amp battery pack. He's going to hook up to it and then see what, I mean, that'll be the range.
You named it. Yeah,
yeah, I named it the Long Ranger. That's going to be the Long Ranger.
But it's going to be a project video, too, that we're going to show how we did this. Basically, the idea is where the battery plugs in internally is going to be exposed on the outside of the scooter, which is probably not the safest thing in the world, but it's not like we ride through mud or, you know, get wet all the time. So, and I'll have that covered anyway. But when the internal battery dies, have an extension cord that goes up to the handlebars where the battery bag is, and then plug that battery in. Okay, now we got what? I guesstimate I could probably get about, from that battery alone, probably 23, 24 out of it.
Yeah, 20 miles of full-blown riding without, you know, walking up hills and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, right.
If you avoid hills, you get a lot more range, because, man, it really works going up them hills.
That Alpha scooter, too, that thing dies fast on hills. Fast.
I think.
But if it's nice straightaways, it actually is really good.
I think it's going to be a lot different when you put that other thing on there.
Well, it's going to be cool, because I'll have the internal battery and then the handlebar bag battery, you know, which is going to be huge. It's going to add like another 7 pounds out of the scooter, but
yeah.
And then that little smaller oh shit battery, you know, like the
oh yeah, the tiny one. Let's make it a 4 amp battery, right?
Yeah, which is like 4.4 amp. But my original idea was to do like 4 or 5 of those, just little shit batteries, just to throw on, you know, to okay, I only need to go 6 miles, you know, I don't even need any of these batteries. I just use the internal one.
Yeah.
You know, which you never plan for that. I mean, when you're going when you're going riding, you want to just go until you can't go anymore. But anyway, this is just kind of a first little video or first little episode on kind of like our first reviews on our scooters. You know, he's got the Segway D40X.
Yeah, D40X from Best Buy.
Yeah. It comes. It's got a seat too.
Oh yeah, it came with a seat. A very cool seat. I mean, it's it looks kind of cool. It's better than like just a seat post and a seat. It's got like a mini bike type seat on it, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah,
it's cool design because you can fit stuff underneath it.
Yeah, it's got like a hook on the bottom of the seat. There's a hook where you could hook a backpack. I think you hook a backpack, and then the backpack would sit on the floor of the scooter. And then it would be hooked onto your thing, so it would just sit there.
Yeah.
There's also I saw there's a box that you can that is designed to fit in that hole where you can put it in there.
Well, that's exactly what you're thinking.
It's a little bit smaller than what I would want. I want all the way from the bottom to the top so that you'd have a storage. I want to be able to put a cooler under there. You know, I think I'm going to do that.
That would be pretty awesome.
With the seat on, it's like a completely different ride. It's so much different.
It's cool, man. It's cool having the option, too, to put the seat on, you know, go for that, like that little leisure kind of cruise, you know?
Yeah, very relaxing, like I said. It's not, I mean, riding a mini bike, everybody knows riding a mini bike is fun, and riding around standing up is fun, so now you have that ability to do that, and you can do it around people now, because you ride a mini bike through a park, dude, somebody's going to shoot you.
Yeah, you're going to get clotheslined.
Right, you're going to get
somebody would do it, I'm sure.
So this was just our introduction to this. So maybe we'll have some more more videos on this, and we're gonna probably do some reviews on our scooters too. I mean, I got some opinions on mine, and I would really like to have something that has more range, and I'd like to have the ability to have some suspension and stuff like that. But I have opinions, and I'm gonna share all that. So.
Yeah,
hopefully
sure.
Some people find this and like it, because we're going to be talking about it, and we're probably going to be starting to do videos too. Probably have another channel for some videos.
Shoe and Spike YouTube or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Yep. Anyway,
yeah.
You guys have a great week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you next week.
Later.
This is Spike.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
This is Shoe.
Right, knock it off.